Hello there, dear listener. This is Brother Timothy Gruber coming to you with another edition of the Word of the King here in Israel, Tel Aviv. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4 declares, where the word of a king is, there is power, and he may say unto him, what doest thou? If you would like to turn your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15, while we will be looking in this edition of the Word of the King, God's unspeakable gift. And on that note, I would remind you, dear listener, to be in prayer again for souls here as you pray for me here, as you pray for the body of Christ here in the land of Israel. And pray that God gives me wisdom to persevere and to continue fighting against all the fiery darts of the enemy. And I pray that God gives you more grace as well, dear listener, as surely as you're saved, continue fighting against all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And as surely as you're not yet born again and not yet quickened from the deadness, trespasses, and sins, I pray that you would all the more be by the grace of God. God the Father drawing you unto the Son, for except God the Father draw you unto the Son, Jesus made it clear, no man can come unto me except the Father just sent me, draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. And on that note, I would remind you to check out our website at www.holinessholyesbibles4theblind.org. That's www.holinessholyesbibles4theblind.org. And Brother Kenny here will shortly give you all the details you need in terms of how to make any donations there via the PayPal account there. Holiness Bibles for the Blind, and Sowers Seed, and also at Six Eyes Radio. I would also encourage you to check out Dave Hodges, The Common Sense Show. That's Dave Hodges, The Common Sense, S-E-N-S-E, show.com. And also there's Doug Thornton's American Vindicta. That's Doug Thornton, T-H-O-R-N. There's a Nathan, T-O-N. American Vindicta. If you just put that in your search engine, American Vindicta. V as in Victor, I, N as in Nathan, D as in Daniel, I, C as in Cat, T as in Tom, A. American Vindicta. And again, that's Doug Thornton. N as in Nathan, T-O-N. Doug Thornton, American Vindicta. Just click on search. I'll pull up his blog at American Vindicta and also his audios at gsradio.net, you should see. And then there's also the website, the blog of Dr. Scott Johnson. I'll be at Brother Scott Johnson at www.contendingforthetruth.org. That's www.contendingforthetruth.org. And also, there's the website of Brother John McTernan at www.defendproclaimthefaith.org. That's www.defendproclaimthefaith.org. And then there's also, finally, the website also of Mike Adams at www.naturalnews.com. That's www.naturalnews.com. But yes, please be in prayer. Tomorrow I have 1,450, almost 1,500 chick tracks to get from this one brother, Gideon. If you pray for Gideon and his family tomorrow. And love the Jewish people in English is what that track is. Love the Jewish people in English. Lord willing, we're going to get those out for the glory of God, to the saving of souls, Jew and Gentile alike, to be discipled for the Lord, take up the cross for him in these latter days, as we look for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. And again, if you have any comments or questions concerning anything you hear on this edition of the Word of the King, you may forward those to my email at The Word of the King, AV1611@hotmail.com. That's The Word of the King, A as in Adam, V as in Victor, 1611@hotmail.com. And before I give it over here to Kenny briefly so he can tell you how to make any donations via the PayPal accounts at our website, Six Eyes Radio, I would just tell you that if you would like to do a check or money order to assist me in any way in the work that God is doing through me, and also here at the Word of the King, you may, the flesh, Joel Gruber, that's Joel Gruber, J-O-E-L, like the prophet Joel Gruver, G-R-U, V as in Victor, E-R, and you can forward that via the postmail. You can forward that check or money order as you write that out to my father after the flesh, Joel Gruver, to the following address, 2976 Honey Valley Road. That's 2976 Honey, H-O-N-E-Y, Valley, V-A-L-L-E-Y, Road, Dallastown, D-A-L-L-A-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, 17313. And then my dad will cash that and see to it that it gets into my bank account for God's glory. And again, I just want to thank anybody in advance for any donations that they make via the website, the PayPal accounts, Six Eyes Radio, and check or money order any donations you may make. Thank you very much. And again, I appreciate your prayers. And continue to pray also for God's blessing me with my help meet, as I'm putting out some important emails right now to some individuals, including my own pastor, concerning that matter. And among those potential help meets, there's this one young lady up in and around this part of Israel known as Afula, by the name of Kristen, if you would just keep her in prayer. And God's will for her life and mine in this regard of prayer, I pray that God gives wisdom to everybody involved. And now, Kenny, as I would hand it over to you now, would you please, before we get into our first recording, as I will open us up in a word of prayer after you're done, and then you can open up that recording, you just tell our listeners now how they can make any donations via the website, via Six Eyes Radio to assist, please.
Surely, Tim. First off, if you're wanting to make a donation to Brother Timothy Gruver for the Word of the King and Sow the Seed Ministries, that is easily done. You go, as he said, to holinessbiblesfortheblind.org. Once you're on there, click Sow the Seed Ministries. Once you've done that, go straight down that page, and you will see a link that says Love Offerings. Click that. There you can make a secure donation with your PayPal and or credit card. And once you do that, any amount that you give, large or small, would be greatly appreciated. And I know that Brother Timothy Gruver thanks you very, very much. Now, if you wish to make a donation via PayPal or check or credit card to Holiness Bibles for the Blind, what you do is right there on the same Holiness Bibles for the Blind website, right there at the beginning, when you're on the main page, just go straight down to the bottom where it says Love Offerings right there. Right under the video that says that you could check us out and what we're doing and, you know, see about us. Then you could take, after you click that Love Offerings link, it will take you to our secure PayPal page where you could make a credit card or use your PayPal account to make a secure donation to Holiness Bibles for the Blind. And then also you could send a check or money order to Holiness Bibles for the Blind, made payable to Holiness Bibles for the Blind, P.O. Box 471 Ashtabula, Ashtabula, Ohio 44005. Again, any check or money order, just make that payable to Holiness Bibles for the Blind. Send to Holiness Bibles for the Blind, P.O. Box 471, Ashtabula, Ashtabula, Ohio 44005. And any amount, great or small, is greatly appreciated. And we here at Holiness Bibles for the Blind greatly thank you. And God will richly bless you. Now, if you wish to make a donation to the Six Eyes Radio Network, remember it does cost us to keep great programming here on the air, but it doesn't cost you a dime to listen to. So a donation and love gift would be appreciated. So there are several options. If you have a PayPal account, just go to PayPal and enter the email address 6i6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X. E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, at gmail.com. Also can be done on the website at Holiness Bibles for the Blind, right there at the main page. Just go down, and you'll see right there by the Six Eyes information that you could click right there, a Love Offerings link, where you can make a donation for Six Eyes. on their secure PayPal page where you can use your PayPal and or credit card to do so. Also, if you wish to send a check or money order to Six Eyes, you could do that by contacting Brother Six Eyes at his email, sixeyes6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, at gmail.com, which is also the same email address you enter on PayPal directly to send a donation through PayPal. And then you're able to do that. But also in the subject line, you just put donation information requested and just send off your email just explaining to Brother Six you need the information for the pay to and snail mail information for your check or money order to send a donation to the Six Eyes Radio Network. Also, Six Eyes has a Cash App to where you can use Cash App to send a donation to Six Eyes. And that is, you just go to Cash App, enter the information, $SIXEYES, digit 2, digit 4, again, $SIXEYES, digit 2, digit 4. So in all cases, no matter how much your donation, large or small, is greatly appreciated, and we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much. Amen.
And on that note, now let me open this up in a word of prayer, and then after we open up in a word of prayer, then Brother Kenny will get our first clip here going. Holy Father, in the name of Yeshua, the Lord Jesus Christ, Messiah, Son of you, the living God, we thank you, dear Lord God, again for another opportunity, dear Lord God, to bring forth your words, dear Lord God, here on yet another edition of the Word of the King. And Lord God, we thank you, dear Lord God, again for the unspeakable gift provided by way of the shed blood of Yeshua Mashiach to atone for the sins of the world, yea, even my sins. And Father God, I pray for every, first of all, every saved soul that comes under the hearing of this, Lord God, Lord, that there would be all the more a rekindling of holy fire, holy passion within them, dear Lord God, to all the more exalt and to glorify the name above all names, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. And for those listening who hear this message that are not yet saved, and do not yet know the power that is in that blood of Yeshua Mashiach, that they would be drawn of you, the Father, convicted by your spirit of sin, judgment, and righteousness, quickened from the deadness, trespasses, and sins, that you would give them eyes to see, ears to hear, and that you would open their heart to perceive the love of the truth, that they would come to know the power that is in the blood of Yeshua Mashiach, the preaching of the cross, which is to them to perish foolishness, but unto us who are saved, it is the power of you, the living God, and salvation. And we thank you that we are justified freely by the grace of you, the living God, through the redemption that is in Yeshua Mashiach. In Jesus' name we pray and give thanks. Amen. Okay, Brother Kenny, if you would start off our first clip here with Dave Hodges from the Common Sense Show, please.
All right, and Tim, as we do that, I just want you to also know we do have a visitor today on the show. Gerald Cox is with us. So,
hello,
just
Gerald.
Just wanted you to know that. All right, so here comes your first clip there, Tim.
Pardon me?
Interesting. We have reverse background there and it's not responding. That's okay. Hopefully this won't be a backwards report, but nonetheless, welcome. I'm going to start doing more of these, and I need to do a better job of putting them out prematurely. The problem is my schedule's so darn varied, I can't say, hey, Monday through Thursday, join me at this time, 10 Eastern. I can't do that. So we'll just have to kind of like find each other and hope that it works out. But I want to make sure that we're going into discussions about various things I brought up, where I want to give you the opportunity to ask me questions. And someone just showed me how to do the super chat thing, and I guess you get special designations. And, you know, I'm kind of a product of my generation. My tech ability is okay, but when I get beyond first and second level, well, yeah, then I need to have younger people in my family show me. But tonight I wanted to talk about the coming lockdowns. And we really do suspect that the coming lockdowns are just around the corner. And it's interesting because I saw a Fauci interview today. Interesting. He said some things about masks. He said, well, some, you know, are questionable, but the good ones are okay. And I was surprised he wasn't saying we're going to have to go all the way with this. But there, I believe Samaritan is going to health services. Many clinics are, many colleges are. They're not locking down yet, but they're beginning the first step towards lockdown. And what that would be masking up, social distancing, and so forth. So what I'm saying to you is I have been in contact. You know, I have people I know inside the various whatever and whoever and what they work for. My broadcast partner, and by the way, we're doing a show tonight on our TV, and we're not going to go live, but I'll air it right away later tonight, and we'll put it out. But my broadcast partner is Doug Thornton. Doug has a great background. I get a lot of inside information because we know about the military industrial complex. He was a contractor. He was also a combat Marine. So we get into strategies and so forth. But the biggest thing that we get from Doug is contribution to our show, other than the fact he's really smart and knows a lot of things, is his experience with DHS. He's a supervisor. He was the guy really kind of calling the shots in Portland, and they would arrest people for throwing incendiary devices at police and federal law enforcement, only to have Merrick Garland cut them loose. So I have a lot of sources that I talk to, and I've been talking to nurses, doctors, what are the briefings they're getting. I saw a really interesting briefing. I'd love to play it for you here, but it's been taken down. Probably she was told to take it down, but it was a nurse from Broward County, and she posted this, I'm going to say, about 10 or 12 days ago, and she said, we were told that about half of our critical care part where I work in, she said it's going to be taken for the variants of COVID. Things are going to get really bad. We'll be in lockdown. There'll be some procedures we'll have to follow. And she was expressing extreme frustration. Is this all really necessary again? And all like, oh, here we go again. And it was kind of that video. And she was very articulate. She did it, I believe, from a GoPro from her car. And then I went back and I was going to actually play it on my YouTube channel. And it wasn't there. It disappeared. So pretty interesting here when you look at that. But anyway, I do appreciate you guys coming in here now. And looks like we're starting to get a few people to wander in. I want to say this, too. We do have community service guidelines we have to follow here. So criticism of things like vaccines and this and that, we're not going to entertain that. You certainly have the right. I see a comment in here saying, well, I'm not going to comply. Okay, that's fine. You can say that. My purpose here is not to question the efficacy of this, that, and the other. It's to tell you what I have been told, what I have learned. And I've been very slow in coming forward with this because I like to talk to people, get double confirmations and so forth. And if you maintain your confidentiality, you get people to tell you a lot of things. But what I'm getting is really consistent, and I don't think a lot of it's going to be surprising, but some of it's going to be surprising. Some of it I've talked a little bit about on my channel, but I really want to get into the lockdowns, okay? First of all, let me just say this. I am, thank you, Sheila. I am going to absolutely, absolutely, positively tell you I am going to oppose one policy they did before, and that was essential business versus non-essential. Who the hell do they think they are? Walmart's more essential than, say, a mid-sized store that sells the same things. They could take the same precautions. They could follow the same protocols put down by the CDC. There was no reason to do that, and they bankrupted 58% of small businesses in the lockdowns, and the box stores made record profits. I got a problem with that. Now, if they feel they can't have that many open, good, then cap the profits. Cap the profits of Walmart, Target, and the rest of these box stores, and then distribute it to the businesses that they're making close down. We all agree on that, Cash. Thanks so much for your contribution. Does that make sense to you guys? I'm not going to accept the fact that these guys got to go broke while these guys make record profits. That ain't going to fly. And we need to stand against this. So if they feel, hey, in public safety, we can't allow this many stores to be open because of the spread, the RHO factor. So what we're going to do is we're going to take money after they break even and make a little money on top. Maybe we give them an 8% return on investment. Oh, that's really good because the average is 4. And we take the excess money and we go and we make personal payments to stores forced to close down that sell the same things. So I hope that we're all in agreement on this. And I'll tell you, the best action to take is preemptive. I think you need to let Congress know, because Biden ain't going to listen to you. He don't care what you have to say. He doesn't care about America, doesn't care about us. You can't name one thing that man has done since he's come into office that's helped anybody other than try to forgive student loans and wants you and me to pay for it for someone else's education. Yeah, I don't call that a benefit. I call that highway robbery. It's called wealth redistribution in economic terms. So we need to let Congress know this ain't going to fly, and do not let Biden dictate by executive orders, which is what he did before. Things have to come out of Congress. I'm sick of the executive orders. But anyway, essential versus non-essential. There's another aspect I've been told that they're going to clamp down on this time. When you were in lockdown in most areas before, thanks, Kat, most people were able to travel freely as long as you were in a vehicle. Now, when you got out of the vehicle, depending on where you were, you had limitations placed on you. Now, Chicago had ridiculous things. I remember a man got arrested because he went across the street from his apartment. Nobody was there, and he was playing basketball with his five-year-old son. Huh? You got to be kidding me. We have to have some common sense, and I hope we've learned lessons from the mistakes that we made in the past. And do you remember the scene? This was classic. Guys out surfing. And the LAPD chasing him. Who is he infecting? The dolphins? The sharks? I mean, we have to apply some common sense, but I understand there's going to be limitations placed on travel now. They're going to go by license plate number is what I've been told is one plan. And I understand this will be federal. It won't be up to the individual state, and I'll explain that in a minute. That, you know, if you're odd, you can go Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Kind of like how in places called like Colorado where they have water restrictions to water your lawns, you can only do it on certain days. Well, I understand traveling could be tied to this too. I was told that's iffy. Certainly medical emergencies would be accepted. I don't think we're going to see real crazy stuff, but I think we're going to see some real differences take place with regard to your ability to travel. I think going out and cruising could be a real problem. And I've been told, too, that the market conditions for gasoline are about ready to explode. So your $4.44 average price across America, that could soon go to $7 or $8. Now, we'll see. We'll see if that's true. But people won't want to cruise around. So here's what I'm going to tell you. I think unlike the last time, when it was really strict and you had to pull up in a drive-through lane, they had the National Guard or public officials with the masks on. In the very beginning, they were wearing suits. Do you remember that, like the hazmat suits? Okay. Yeah, I think a little over-precautious there, but they were passing out to individual cars and accepting payment. And that happened in a lot of municipalities, but it varied from state to state, city to city. But let me tell you something right now, ladies and gentlemen. You need to hear me and hear me clearly. If we go into a lockdown again, and I think we're really moving in this direction, you hear about the mask mandate, that's the first step. If we do go into this and an emergency is declared in the United States, I'm going to say this, and I've said it again, and it has not stuck in the American mind. This is the one thing. I got really smart viewers. I really do. And they make really great comments. I learn. Sometimes I think, oh, that's interesting. I'm going to go research this a little bit. I just got to tell you that I get so many good tips from people and so much good information, but this is really, really, really important. You need to hear me. I know what I'm talking about. Biden, in effect, did an agreement with the World Health Organization. Now, I call it a treaty. I looked at it. I said, this is a treaty. It's an agreement between Biden and a foreign entity. You can't do that without going to the Senate and getting a two-thirds approval. But he said, it's just an agreement. It's just an agreement. Thanks, Just Arizona. It's just an agreement. It's a bunch of crap. But there's another step. okay? This is where you need to hang on every word I'm going to tell you. If an emergency is declared by Biden, and this is the agreement, the World Health Organization sets the rules. The governments become their agents of enforcement. And along those lines, Biden has allocated money as part of a $1.4 billion allocation. Most of it's gone to Big Pharma to produce vaccines for what they're calling the Parola. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. And two variants of the COVID. And it's gone, a lot of it's gone to Big Pharma to produce vaccines for this. Mass manufacturer. I understand they say they've already got the vaccines ready. And so that money goes there, but it's also going to hire protocol safety officers. You know what this reminds me of? And I'm sure I'm right about this because the language is almost identical. The 87,000 IRS agents going out in the field to make sure that you are paying your taxes. You are paying the taxes that you're supposed to pay. 87,000 IRS agents looking at average people like us who might make a mistake for $500 on their, and then they get you for a $3,000 penalty. Okay? Now, along the same lines, I have been told if we do go into an emergency declaration, these protocol officers will set the tone. And it won't be that they're going door to door to make sure your windows are shut and you're masking up when you go out and that kind of stuff. They won't be necessarily street enforcement, from what I've been told. They will be directing law enforcement and also government officials in general about protocols to enforce with the law enforcement at their disposal. And that would also include, if you have a epidemic breakout, that would also include the National Guard that would certainly be called up to assist in that. This will be the big change between the last lockdown and this lockdown is that World Health Organization. Now, Obama, wanted to do this before in 2015, but the Senate blocked him. This is why Biden just made an agreement and bypassed Congress altogether. And then Trump says, to heck with this, we're getting out of the World Health Organization altogether. If you recall now, and then one of the first things Biden did in the first few days he was in office was reestablish membership in the World Health Organization and then promptly signed that agreement. And this is the one that's going to cause the biggest consternation among the public. If there's going to be consternation, protests, disobedience, I think it's going to be along these lines. It reminds me, honestly, and the same with the IRS agents, even though they're Americans, but it reminds me of how the colonists responded to the stamp collecting agents. Do you remember that? And they had the Stamp Act, and they taxed things like playing cards and tea and stuff like this. And then people just said, to hell with it. We're not buying that stuff. They boycotted it. They tarred and feathered the stamp collectors. If you put them in the stocks. It was pretty brutal. And I really suspect that we're going to see along those lines the same kind of thing. I think we're absolutely going to see that with if we're going to have protests, it's going to be over this and how draconian this is. People are less likely to object to locally passed ordinances, a governor's declaration, than they are from a foreign entity. Don't we all agree on that? I think this could be a big, big sticking point and a big problem for the administration to enforce. But I don't know the details of how they're going to bring it down and enforce. But when you got thousands of protocol agents ready to come online, if there's an emergency declared, and you've already allocated the money, is that part of that $1.4 billion, that's going to be a problem. Okay, public transportation. I've been told that every state will have the same exact rules, and I asked, what will the protocols be? Now, I did talk to someone from Denver in their RTD, you know, and they manage the light rail system. They manage the bus system. I can tell you, Denver, growing up in the metropolitan area of Denver, when I was a kid, I could be 14 years old, and if I wanted to go play basketball with good players on the other side of town, I could get a bus to get there. I don't know if you want to do it today, but the safety issues were a lot different then. Used to ride buses to games. If I wanted to see the Denver Nuggets play, we'd ride the bus to the game and ride the bus home. They have great public transportation in Denver when I was growing up. I don't know what protocols are going to change, but someone from RTD did tell me. He said, Dave, they're going to cut back on services. They're going to really restrict who can use it. They said they could go as far as restricting. And I've had with various people, and they're saying, you know, walk-in emergencies may not be allowed. If you're ambulatory, yes. Walking in depends on the severity. This is what I've been told. They're going to triage, and the triage could be done right in the parking lot when you come up there. What I've also been told that they've discussed, people need to get medications. If you're on insulin, you got your 30-day supply, or if you do mail order, you might have your 90-day supply, or you have whatever pills you're taking for a heart condition. You know, you really can't run out. This is one of the things I was concerned about with the Burning Man stuff, because people might be only brought them that medication for a few days, and now they're stuck and could cause all kinds of health problems. Well, they're talking now about doing big parking lots, like a Walmart, another box store, a stadium parking lot, where they'll have medical professionals on hand, and you'll go to certain areas for dispensing of medication. Okay, but here's the problem, too, and I've been told this. There's not a man that I haven't talked to that said, Dave, if we go into a lockdown, China will go into a major lockdown. Well, we did see that before where they welded people shut in their apartments. Okay, we saw that. We saw the horrible behaviors that came out of that, self-destructive behaviors. And so the message is stuff might not be coming from China as we need it. And some people may not be able to get their critical medications. Are you hearing me? I hope you're hearing me very, very clearly on this. So what I'm telling you right now is that you might try to talk to your doctor. He's probably not going to be able to violate your 30-day, 90-day agreement. But you also may need to go to places like healthmasters.com, where I'm good friends with Dr. Ted Brewer, and they're the number one natural health care. And they even have a protocol named after me, the joint protocol. Ted Brewer kept me from getting knee surgery because I followed what he told me to do. And it was knee surgery I was already scheduled for. And 20 years later, I'm better than ever. So you better learn to do natural stuff for medications that you're dependent on. So I'm just saying that this is really, really important that you give this consideration. As big as medicine is in this country, I don't think people could expect in a crisis, and particularly if China's reacting more strongly than we are, that you can count on your medications. And I'm not trying to scare anybody. This is meant to be preemptive warning to take proper precautions. I talked to a lady today about this, someone I've known for about 30 years, and she called me and she says, Dave, what do you know? And she's on a particular medication, and she said, I'm weaning myself off to every other day so at least I won't totally run out. That's a horrible choice to make, and I don't advise anyone do that unless you've talked to your doctor and your doctor said that may be the only way to get you from A to Z. So that's another thing here is the medication. So the group medical parking lots issue. Okay, now, there is a drill that's coming on October the 4th, and they're being very, very nonspecific about it. And I think because they don't know how they're going to use it or if they're going to use it, but it's a drill, national emergency drill. It's like the old Conrail drills. I brought this up before on my channel that we used to have as kids. You'd hear the you're supposed to find the nearest cover, go into a building. They used to have civil defense markings, a gold circle, yellow circle with a black triangle, and that was civil defense. And you go into the basement there to get as much protection as you could. Duck and cover nonsense came out of that period, too. Yeah, we're talking when I was first learning to ride a bike. And my dad says, Dave, forget the duck and cover, son. He goes, that's ridiculous. But, ladies and gentlemen, we are doing something with this drill. There is a reason why they're doing it. When's the last time you remember a civil defense drill ever being carried out? Now, this were Russia. They put 40 million people inside enclaves inside mountains to try to survive a nuclear attack. They did that drill, 4 years ago? And they did it before that 7 years ago. The Russians give a crap whether their people survive. And I'm just going to say it bluntly. The fact that we have no civil defense preparations, and you see FEMA, they go to Maui and they go on vacation at the resorts at $1,000 a night to $4,000 a night. Alcohol is part of the expenditure. Meanwhile, the people in Lahaina are really struggling to get their feet wet still. Yeah, you see how well your government cares about you, or should I say doesn't care about you? And the fact that they're doing this drill tells you something is coming. Now, could it be related to this? To me, you do an emergency drill not because of health, but it could be something that spins off of it. Riots, civil disobedience. And this could be for the authorities. Now, I understand on this drill, every cell phone, every computer, every electronic device will be overridden with this message. This is only a drill. Okay, you know the language. But I think that this is definitely coming. So, yeah, interesting comments I'm seeing here, too. You know, isn't it interesting, too, at a time when we could have a grid down, that they want to take away hot water heaters? Now, did you hear that's the latest thing? This is following the wood stove thing. Why don't they want you to be independent? So this leads me to what I'm going to tell you. One, do what you can do to become self-sufficient with medications. That's directly to the talk we've had here. You can't count on China. By the way, China's in absolute chaos. Have you seen the weather in China? It's terrible. I just hope that the Three Gorges Dam doesn't go. I mean, you'd have a half a billion people at risk right there, and that's where they manufacture a lot of our medications. That would be really, really bad if that were to happen. I have called for all along, and this was Trump's failure, and Biden could give a crap, to not absolutely manufacture every medicine we need in this country. That should have been done. But we got too many people that rather have China stuff the pockets of politicians. Right. Who do you think donates to these campaigns? Who do you think George Soros draws some of his money to get these DAs elected that we see? This is public knowledge. It goes a lot farther than what I'm telling you. If you live in Arizona and you know about the Brager Report, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So here's what I'm going to tell you right now. Food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. Now, I'm going to make a shameless plug right here with the commercial because I believe in it so much. Some people think that the preemption here with this emergency drill could be before a currency recall. The dollar's ready to go, and this would be the perfect time to switch you over to CBDC, and they could do that. So this is why I'm telling you. Right now, you need to get out of the system. The Dodd-Frank Law of 2010 says that the banks own your money. They own your retirement. It's connected to the bank, and I can send you a free information packet. Just simply go to DaveHodgesGold.com. I've been a customer of Noble Gold for 5 years, been advertising for 6, and I'm telling you, get out of the system, because whatever crises are coming, they will pass. And if you have the gold and someone else doesn't, you're going to be a hell of a lot better off. And people say, well, I can't eat gold. It's got to be the most short-sighted herd. Listen, you store the gold because you're expecting somewhat of a return to normality. And he who has the gold will make the gold. They'll make the rules. That's the golden rule. So this is why I'm telling you to do this. But you need to have food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tool. And you say, guns and ammo, Dave? I thought you were a pacifist. Well, I am, except in self-defense. You know, if you're going to kick my butt, I'm going to make you earn it. Okay, if you break into my place and you're threatening the lives of my family members, I will do what I have to do to protect them. So food, water, and water treatment. You need water treatment, water treatment, water treatment, and here's why. If you have water treatment, you may have to scavenge for water, especially if the system goes down. Like in L.A., do you know they pump most of the water over a mountain to get into the valley there? You could have 10 million people without water in about 6 or 7 days once everything empties out. So what should those people do? Well, they'll be able to find water. Scavenging water is pretty easy unless you're in the middle of the desert. But how do you know it's drinkable? You don't. This is why you got to be able to treat it. So when I say water, you got to have the preparation. The food, you need the long-term storage for it. Okay, and this is why storable food is the best, because how long do you have to hunker down for? We don't know. I think 6 months would be a long hunker down. But people, do we really know? Do we really know? And I'll tell you, once you have people locked down, and this is what I want to get into before I finish, when you get people locked down in a situation, let's say it starts off as an illness, and so to keep the spread from going crazy, and let's say this is a lot more virulent than COVID was, just for the sake of argument, then lockdown might be the right thing to do. And I think people in that case would voluntarily lock down in their self-care and consideration for others, because I do believe people take the proper steps if the need is necessitated. But lockdown, what else are you vulnerable for? What a great time to take advantage of putting everything else in. 15-minute cities, you've already got the captured population. And it might even be justified, but don't let a good crisis go to waste, Eric Holder once said, the author of Fast and Furious. Right? 15-minute cities, restrictions on transportation.
I have a question.
All the things that we hear about, all these planning meetings coming out of the WEF, and you've got the Hawaii plans for Maui. I did something this morning. If you haven't seen that video, you need to go see it. I published it this morning, and they were saying in the publicly, the governor says, don't look at social media. They're lying to you. We're doing nothing with smart cities and 15-minute cities, and I put stuff up. And I read from document after document after document, including the agenda for their September 25th, this month, meeting with Hawaii, 65 renewable projects in the islands and all this other stuff that ties right into what we've been accusing them of doing. The governor was at a 15-minute city conference at the UN. You could see it. I published the video, Agenda 2030 in the background, United Nations, 1 month before the fire. So this was recent. Ladies and gentlemen, once you're locked down for what's here, then they can do anything to you that they want. See, it's one thing to be locked down because of you need to medically. But why not take advantage of it? Now, could I be totally wrong? Yeah, I'm speculating. I fully admit that. But I also know how these people think. Have they not demonstrated over and over and over they'll go as far as they possibly can until someone stops them? So that's what I'm telling you. So lockdowns could be a lead into other things. One other future presentation I'm going to make like this is with 15-minute cities. I'm putting something together right now. There's a lot of misinformation out there. People really are clueless for the most part about what a 15-minute city is and what it is not, and how it ties into smart city and the smart city grid. And just to reemphasize what I said this morning, hello, they're turning Maui into a smart island. And I read from the documents that proved it. They are lying through their teeth, and they won't be happy until the C40 group has all of these changes in place for all of us.
Hello.
I think it could start with a legitimate need for a lockdown with a real virulent threat that's much worse than COVID. Oh, I know, and the conspiracy theories are going to start. I'm not entertaining them now because there's no basis for me to comment on them. I'm just going to tell you what I've been told and what I know. Now, a reminder, if you've got some Super Chat questions you'd like to ask, I'll be happy to take those and hear any backup to see if we do have any that were listed here. You guys are really active on here tonight. Whoa, I'm impressed. I think I kind of hit a nerve. But if you don't think we're headed for lockdowns, and maybe I'm wrong, would you say we're started the process? Right? Right?
I have a question.
I go get a shot 2 days a month, 2 weeks apart, and I'll be doing it for the rest of my life. And I talk to the people there. And they tell me,
hello.
Get ready, Dave. Here it comes. You won't be maskless forever, is what one nurse joked with me.
Hello.
I think that's true. You're seeing colleges right now. You're seeing colleges that are preventing social gatherings. You must be vaccinated. That's actually true for some colleges. I read off a list the other day on YouTube on our regular channel. And, folks, we're just about there. It's just going to take an outbreak that exceeds a certain level, an emergency declared, and then it's Katie bar the door. Okay, Tim Little said something here about natural medicine.
Hello.
I can't stress that strongly enough. if you go up to healthmasters.com, I have a coupon code you can use. I use it for my own benefit. It's F-I-V-E. But you'll see the Doug Hagman blood sugar deal. Ted made one up for him, and Doug was really in trouble with this at one time. He doesn't make any secret about it. Doug and I are good friends, as Ted and I are. Excuse me. And Ted Brewer made one up for me for the joint protocol, like I said, with the knee. And the stuff works. You need to go natural. This is my biggest concern for everybody.
Ken Rupgang.
My biggest concern is you can see how much the government did not care for the people in Lahaina. Do we all agree on that? Can I get an amen on that? That's true. They could
Hello.
Crap about those people. They didn't care if they slept in their cars. Now they don't care if they're sleeping in their cars. Never seen such a bad response. I remember when I was a little kid, we had a flood that came through Denver, the Platte River. And it wiped out a lot. It killed, I don't know, 60, 100 people. There were people that were displaced. The one thing I remember as a kid is that they called for volunteers to come help the authorities pass out food the next day. Did we see that in Lahaina? No. They're just really good at building tarps and putting it around the city so no one can see what's going on. So if we come to a crisis and we do have a real health emergency and it's legitimate and people are dying and there's a need to take all these safety protocols, do you think they give a crap about who lives and who dies? Have you seen anything from this government? Do you think, I'm laughing because of what I just read on here. Someone said stock up on dope. Okay, I'm not going to validate that comment. Okay. Anyway, look and see here if we have any further questions. I do very much appreciate you guys. I truly do. Should we do more of these? What do you think? Chime in on this. Should we do more of these? Because I really think we need to do one on 15-minute cities, and I'll come with the whole thing. But if you think we should do, yeah, I'm getting Brenda says yes, and yeah, getting a lot of yeses right here. Do more, Dave. Okay, yeah, I will. They'll probably be at about this time. It'll be kind of a during the week kind of thing. Because my schedule is just absolutely crazy because I'm speaking to a lot of groups right now. And for some reason, people want me to come speak to this Tea Party, that Tea Party, this church group, that group. And I have a hard time because I don't want people to perish because of lack of knowledge. Thinking about that phrase in the Bible, my people perish from a lack of knowledge. I feel a responsibility to get this information out, which is really motivating me to do this. And so because of that, my schedule is really helter-skelter. And when we get into October, November, boy, it's going to be Katie bar the door. But I will definitely try to carve out some time, and I'll take the big issues we've talked about, and we'll break it down in more detail. But anyway, to all of you, I want to thank you for joining us. God bless all of you. And the best thing I think that all of you can do right now besides your own personal and family preparation is to share this information with people far and wide, absolutely far and wide. I have people that steal my work every day. Oh, there's some action being taken by Rumble. The guy pretends he's me, and then he makes sarcastic comments to the audience, but he takes my videos. Oh, yeah, and Rumble's actually going after the guy, I guess, legally now. But let me say this. Unless you're doing it for a criminal purpose, okay, and you're changing my meaning, anything I produce here, I have no problem what you do with it. Put it on your website, okay? Send it out in an email. I'm not that proprietary, okay? I know where my next meal is coming from, at least right now I do. I don't need to be that proprietary. I'm concerned that we get as many Americans through the crisis. That's why I told you about Noble Gold, protect what you've got. But I want us to come through what's coming our way as intact as possible with as many people as possible, because there's going to come a day when there's going to be enough of us we can rise up and take our country back, take a communist that overthrew it in January of 2021. Anyway, God bless all of you. Thank you so much for joining us. Always appreciate you guys. And we'll do another one of these. We'll probably do two more of these this week. Take care.
Now, before we get to any questions, dear listener, let me clarify. If you call in to the program, please hit mute on your phone. And if you have any questions, you must wait until the clips are done playing. Now, before we take questions, I just also want to read the following verses here from Matthew chapter 11, verses 25 through 30. Matthew 11, verses 25 through 30. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father, save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. We just celebrated another Labor Day in the United States of America recently. Let me just say, dear listener, that there's one thing you don't want to labor for. You don't want to labor for the redemption of your soul in terms of trying to earn your salvation with the Most High God, because you'll fail every time if you try to earn the redemption, if you try to earn the salvation, if you try to earn the favor of the Most High God. That's why there's something called grace, unearned, unmerited favor. Ephesians 2:8-9 says it like this, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. And John 3:16 declares, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, but he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. And Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10 declare that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now, Kenny, somebody had a question.
All right. I believe it might be Jerry that may have a question. Go ahead.
Well, does he have a question or not? I know he was asking enough about it. You may have to clarify next time, Clint. He has to wait until the clip is over, and he has to put his phone
on. Yeah, I understand. Hold on.
In the meantime.
Let's see if he may be having trouble hearing us, Tim. Remember, he does have a hearing problem, so hold on. Jerry, did you have a question? Ruth, did Jerry drop?
I thought he was physically blind, Kenny, or does he have hearing problems, too?
Yeah, he's got both. Hold on. Stand by, Tim. We're going to see if Jerry dropped on it.
Yeah, he dropped.
Jerry dropped, so okay.
He got frustrated because he didn't understand that that's a clip. He thinks that was live or something.
So, all right, Tim. So it's just us.
Yeah,
but on that clip though, Tim, I had my own question. Okay, so he's suggesting that there's a possible coming up of another lockdown.
Yes, if not before the end of this year, certainly next year, probably before they even give the appearance of having an election, let alone a legit one.
Okay. That's what I was trying to understand. I was just trying to make sure I understood. They're talking about another lockdown here. Okay.
I heard some people talk even on a bus or something about that there is actually another strain of COVID. Yeah, likely true.
You were breaking up a little bit there, Kenny. If you would repeat that, please.
That was Ruth who was saying something. Go ahead again, Ruth.
Yeah, I've been hearing things about that on the buses and different people talking that we're going to have another strain of COVID. I guess it's already going through even the Ashtabula area.
Yes, go ahead.
What you were saying is there's a possible she'd been hearing about another strain of COVID, and that's the reason.
Well, ultimately, whether they call it COVID or whatever they call it, yeah, basically, another pandemic. Plandemic, I say, because it's all pre-planned.
Yep. Okay. Well, that was pretty much our questions, Tim.
But, yeah, go with the next clip.
Okay, you got it.
Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And what we're going to say to you here is really straightforward. I really believe this can be a rallying cry for the country. We need to expose all that's going on with Maui, and not just stop there. I mean, there's so much going on. We're hitting other issues, too, like the attempted theft of your Social Security coming up. But, ladies and gentlemen, please join me in aligning with the people of Lahaina, and then that force, that momentum, will come back here to the mainland, and we could begin to stand up to the tyranny that swept this country and engulfed us with just unbelievable levels of communism. So please subscribe. That increases our reach, improves our algorithm, and please share these videos, many of them, far and wide, with as many people as you can, but focus on the people that really need to see them. Thank you for doing that. We're brought to you by Nightwatch Pro. Love this. Great for the outdoor enthusiast, the camper at night, wants to see the bad things in the night so you can avoid them. But, wow, the capabilities of this thing. Night vision, binoculars, 4K video capability, still photos. You go, oh, this thing must cost a mint. No, look at, you go to the description box, right? Right? Nightwatchpro.com. Go to the description box, and what you'll find, huge discount while supplies last. And also, they guarantee the product for life. You say, wow. And I love it for self-defense at home. You know, night vision. Most people don't have night vision. They're coming to victimize you if we're in a grid down scenario or some other bad scenario. You'll have the advantage. Night vision. Nightwatchpro.com. That's where you want to go. Nightwatchpro.com. Yeah, let's go back out to the road east of Lahaina and join Eric. And he raises some excellent points that I want you to consider. And wait till you see what happens. Oh, my goodness. You're just not allowed to know what happened.
That's what the sheriff's not allowing us to be here. We couldn't park here with a walk down. But you can see that grass is fine. That grass is fine. And this car has been melted. And the only heat source could have been this grass coming up from here, which is not a lot of fuel. So if you start a little grass fire right here, there's no way God's green earth. You can create this level of destruction, am I right?
Yeah, just look at the tires. I mean, the tires are...
Yeah,
reds are all over.
So, okay, so we're about caught up. For those that just joined the live, this is Jonathan. He was in the fire helping people, turning around traffic like the cops should have been.
Now, I want to make sure you understand this. This guy is the guy who saved lives, the one we've heard about. He was north of the Maui roadblocks, the police roadblocks, that directed people back into the burn zone or wouldn't let them out. And people that were coming down from the north, from Lahaina, he turned them around. He says, you do not want to go there. And he probably saved, I don't know, dozens of lives, hundreds of lives. He's a hero.
The north, they were coming down from the north. He noticed that they were directing cars that were coming from the north into a neighborhood that subsequently burned. You know, it was very veins of cul-de-sac and dead end. And the people that were coming from behind the town were being squeezed through a choke point on the north end of Front Street, which we have photos that could prove.
Yeah.
So he's a eyewitness. He took lots and lots of memories and some other things that we won't mention that we're going to preserve for all eternity. If anyone has any suggestions where we should be preserving our digital images, we're already getting reports of people that are losing those images.
the line and go to our next location that you're going to show. Yeah, I'm going to, by the way, you're a real American hero right now, my pitch. I think we covered most of it.
Most of it?
Okay, yeah, for now.
All right.
So on that note, I just want to end this live saying something that's very important.
Well, as you get to have a look up the heat that it takes to do the damage, and they can compare that with other fires to see, you know, it's like, okay, they call it, because they would say, like, conspiracy theory.
Oh, yeah.
But it's a good one. Yeah, go look up what the melting point. Yeah, exactly. And then what other fires have done this, and what was around them?
Right. But even if they didn't believe that, you can still just logically go, a little bit of grass that's burning right there, and no fuel around this far whatsoever, and nothing coming from that end, how in the world could it create enough fuel to melt this vehicle the way that it has? So now the police or somebody is going out.
Yeah, we're out of here.
We're out of here.
We're on our way out, sir.
How's it? Yeah.
Okay, free service, by the way.
So no media or nothing,
yeah. You ever say anything like this before?
What are they hiding? Now, listen, they're professional. They're being friendly. They're doing their job. I don't have a problem with police. But what the hell are they hiding? This happened over 3 weeks ago. What are they hiding?
Just open the hood like the other thing.
I mean,
so the question is, how could the fire get this hot?
With grass.
A little grass fire? It didn't jump. That got them burned. There's even a bunch of grass down there that
can look under the hood.
How could you pass? So this is like Star Wars kind of stuff right here.
The windshield. The windshield melted over the shipping. So we just, I mean,
And it is written, Psalm 12, help, Lord, for the godly man ceaseth, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. They speak vanity, every one with his neighbor, with flattering lips, and with a double heart do they speak. The Lord shall cut off all flattering lips, and the tongue that speaketh proud things. Who have said, with our tongue will we prevail, our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? For the oppression of the poor, for the sign of the needy, now will I arise, saith the Lord. I will set him in safety from him that puffeth at him. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord, thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. Romans 10:17 declares, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. There was not already somewhat of a political awakening taking place prior to this whole situation that took place in Maui. You can say there's even more of a political awakening that has taken place, happened, that occurred there in Maui. But again, dear listener, we need to be in prayer that a spiritual awakening would go with the political awakening, because again, if there is no spiritual awakening, what good, especially in light of eternity, is any political awakening? Indeed, what shall a man give in exchange for his own soul, Jesus said? For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? God says the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God in the United States of America will prove to be no exception to that law. And on that note, I would also encourage you, dear listener, do the what are known as imprecatory prayers, praying the Word of God back to the Lord. Psalm 64, Psalm 91, for example, especially as you pray for your own country and as you pray for the United States of America, and you pray for the body of Christ throughout the world. And ultimately, I would also declare thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Repent ye and believe the gospel, the good news how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried and that he rose again from the dead the third day according to the scriptures. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. All thanks to the giver and the author of the gift. He is the ultimate gift. Emmanuel, God with us. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word was made manifest in the flesh, dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Revelation 21, verse 8 declares, but the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. I tell you, nay, that you repent, you shall likewise perish as Sodom and Gomorrah of old, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. There is no purgatory, it's heaven or hell when you die. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Okay, Kenny, if you would play, I believe our midway song is next.
No, there's one more clip before the midway, Tim. Okay. And here we go with it.
Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And we're continuing to beat our way through these critical topics that are really threatening to take everything from us. We are under full-fledged assault. Let's make no mistake about it. You are in a war. Well, it may not be bullets flying back and forth, but it is still a war. And we are losing and losing badly. And this is a war you don't want to lose because you're losing to the Prince of Darkness. And that Prince of Darkness is going to bring hellfire and damnation to your life, great suffering. We need to turn this around, and we do need to do that by growing our channel so we can share more videos like this with people. And don't just share our videos. Share people who you believe are telling you the truth and have the best interest of the country and its citizens at heart. And we really believe we do. We think we've proven that. So please subscribe, increase our political reach, and also share the videos as I requested.
We're brought to you by this great product right here. I love this product. This is Night Vision Binoculars. Has 4K video recording capability, still photos. You say, whoa, this thing must be expensive. No, in fact, they're actually a great discount you can see all about when you go to nightwatchpro.com. They guarantee the product for life. This is a fantastic device. It's great for home self-defense. You see the enemy before they see you. It's good for camping outdoors and so forth. So you can see what's out there in the dark. Don't want to get caught by surprise. Nightwatchpro.com is where you want to go. All right, I told you guys, I said we were going to revisit the Social Security issue as things surfaced, and things are surfacing. Let me tell you what the scuttlebutt is being repeated is that, well, Nikki Haley, you know, the consummate uniparty globalist that she is, she said 65 is way too young to retire. Do you know the standard of living in America is going down? I mean, the standard of living, I'm talking about the lifespan of America is going down. It's gone down from 79 to 76 in the last 3.5 years. That's a fact, and that's from actuaries with life insurance companies. We're not going to really delve into all the reasons why it's multifactorial, but let's just say this, okay? So at a time when lifespan is declining, they want to raise the Social Security age where you can receive benefits dramatically. So the first change will be they're discussing age as high as 80. So that means the average person won't live to ever see any benefits. Oh, that's good. Just keep paying into it so Congress can steal from it, use it for their ideas. Oh, and they will not have to worry about repaying it like they do now. This is such a scam. Now, the other thing they're talking about doing is cutting medical benefits. They want to limit how many doctor's visits, how much prescription medication. They want to increase the deductibles at a time when American median income, when adjusted for inflation, is going down. Ladies and gentlemen, I told you that in the 15-minute cities concepts I've read, like with Tucson and Utah, what's going on around the country is beginning to implement these ideas. There's no provision for the elderly. They're really good about saying we'll have walkways, parkways, you can walk and bike to everything you need to get to. Well, that might be true for someone like me who's still able-bodied. But what about someone who's my age or older? And they need assistance. They need ride shares. They need those kind of things just to get to their medical appointments. And what if those medical appointments are outside that 15-minute zone? You are screwed. And so the 15-minute cities are not providing for elderly accommodations, handicapped accommodations. How very Fabian socialist of you. And also we're seeing now with Medicare, Medicaid, and some of the things they're talking about, They don't want you to get it. It's an expense they want to deny you. This is going to shorten lifespans. Now, I cannot say this strongly enough. This is an attack upon elderly in America who have built this country that the rest of you, well, now that the communists are in charge, but the rest of you enjoy a decent standard of living was compared to the rest of the world, right? Okay? Who do you owe it to? Elderly people. The ones that we should be paying back to make comfortable in their elder years, right? Oh, no, but they want to take that away from them. And if you think they're going to stop with the elderly, think again, oh, that's good. I don't live on Maui. It's okay. Oh, well, that's good. I'm not elderly. I've got quite a long time to go to get to 65. Mm-hmm. Think they're done with you? You think they're done with America? Think they're done coming after us? You are viewed in contempt as an American citizen. That's a fact. And they're going to continue to take and take and take and put us in harm's way until we stand up and say no more. I hope you do that. Hey, thanks for joining us. Check us out, too, on our TV show. It's award-winning. We are getting 5-star ratings on the world's major platform, commercial-free, censorship-free. We bring in a panel of experts helping you discuss these unprecedented events that are facing us. And we actually give you ideas how you deal with these things that we've never dealt with before. That's worth the price of admission. Speaking of the price, we bring it to you dirt cheap. And we have a special right now that if you get in before September 1st, you'll get the low rate. After September 1st, this goes away. So make sure you jump into it, thecommonsenseshow.tv, in-depth documentaries. Here we do the news. There we do in-depth documentaries. very beneficial if you're looking for detailed problem analysis and suggestions for what you can do. TheCommonSenseShow.tv. We'll see you over there.
And I will now read from Psalm 11. In the Lord put I my trust, how ye say ye my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain. For lo, the wicked bend their bow, they make ready their arrow upon the string, that they may privily shoot at the upright in heart. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple, the Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked, and him that loveth violence, his soul hateth. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire, and brimstone, and then horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness, his countenance doeth behold the upright. And Psalm 13. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord, forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Lighten mine eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, he is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by him. All other roads lead to death, hell, and the lake of fire. Thou shalt have no other gods before the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Elohim, Abba, Father, Ben, Son, Ruach HaKodesh, Holy Spirit. Psalm 13, verses 4 through 6. Lest mine enemy say, I have prevailed against him, and those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. I will sing unto the Lord because he hath dealt bountifully with me. And again, Psalm 13, verse 5. But I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation, Yeshua. Mercy, making everlasting righteousness, cover you. Titus 3:5 says it like this: Not by works of righteousness we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Salvation, Yeshua, is of the Lord. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. Cursed is everyone who continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. Whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. All liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Let God be true, and every man a liar. Okay, Kenny, if you would go play our mid-song now, please.
Right, and just one question I want to ask everybody as we play this. Have you put it on the master's charge? Amen.
Worse than he is, he's my friend. I know for a reason, he's a man again.
Have you put it on, the master's charge, your sin debt? The Word of God declares in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21, for God hath made him, speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, for God hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And as we speak here on this edition of the Word of the King concerning God's unspeakable gift, 2 Corinthians 9:15. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. All thanks to the giver and author of the gift, for he is the ultimate gift, Yeshua, the Lord Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. And for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and set down at the right hand of the Most High God. Galatians chapter 2, verses 14 through 21. Let me say this, scriptures, and God willing, I'm going to say this again when I'm done reading these scriptures. Whatever you do, dear listener, do not, Joe Biden, NWO, New World Order style, try building back better when it comes to your sin, destroyed soul. You've heard it said often how they're going to build back better. Oh, and they build back these wicked sinners, these workers of iniquity, like Joe Biden and the New World Order gang, serving ultimately the Vatican, the Jesuits, Rome, the Illuminati, and ultimately their father, the devil. They ultimately, they themselves destroy. But Galatians chapter 2, verses 14 through 21, in the Word of the King, the King James Authorized Version of 1611, declares the Apostle Paul, writing under inspiration to the Church of Galatia, when I saw that they, speaking of his fellow Jews, Peter, himself among them, but when I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter before them all, if thou, being a Jew, livest after the manner of the Gentiles, and not as do the Jews, why compellest thou the Gentiles to live as do the Jews? We who are Jews by nature and not sinners of the Gentiles, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. But if while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners, is therefore Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. Galatians 2:17. But if while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners, is therefore Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. Fact is, dear listener, you must first of all know and understand you are a transgressor of God's law. And as a transgressor of God's law, you are a sinner. Part of that law says, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Did you ever say God and the word damn simultaneously, or even say, oh my, and then God in a moment of being taken back, the name of Jesus Christ, and use it loosely as a curse word or joking around with your friends? Those are all ways you blaspheme the very name of God. And you make yourself, as you are, a transgressor, a sinner before the Most High God. And you have to understand that before you can even be justified. But if while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners, is therefore Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. Verse 18, Galatians 2, down through the end of the chapter, verse 21. For if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. For I through the law, embedded in the law, that I might live unto God. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless, I live, yet not I. But Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. And let me just repeat, do not, Joe Biden, New World Order, NWO style, try building back better when it comes to your sin-destroyed soul. The Word of God makes it clear that one sinner destroyeth much good. Romans 5:12 declares, wherefore is by one man, speaking of Adam, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Psalm 14 declares, the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God, they are corrupt, they have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eat up my people as they eat bread and call not upon the Lord? There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation, Yeshua, of Israel will come out of Zion. When the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. And on that note, before I have Kenny play the next clip, Romans chapter 10. Says it like this. And let me just say, once again, do not, Joe Biden, New World Order style, try building back better when it comes to your sin-destroyed soul. In other words, don't go about trying to establish your own righteousness when you have no righteousness of your own according to God's word. And it's written, but we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. Praise be to God, Isaiah 53:6 declares, all we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Romans chapter 10, starting in verse 1 down through verse 4. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved, for I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. And there will be a Rosh Hashanah, a Jewish New Year, as well as another Yom Kippur, and Feast of Tabernacles. It's called coming up here soon. And around that time known as the Day of Atonement or Yom Kippur, even the most secular Israeli, even the most secular Jew here in Israel and throughout the world, tends to get a little more God conscious around that time. So again, be in prayer for the Lord to work and to move in a mighty way in the hearts of our Jewish people, that they would be all the more Jews in heart and Jews in spirit, even as they would be joined unto him who is the King of the Jews and the Messiah of Israel, Yeshua Mashiach. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. Have you submitted yourself unto the righteousness of God, dear listener? For there is no difference between the Jew and the Gentile, for all of sin comes short of the glory of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. And you jump down to verse 9 through 13. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And verse 14 says, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Verse 15, and how shall they preach except they be sent, as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. In verse 16 and 17, but they have not all obeyed the gospel, for his eyes saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, for those of you that are all about signs and wonders, acquire signs. The scriptures make that very clear. But God is under no obligation to give anyone, including the Jew, a sign if he doesn't want to. It's only in his mercy and his grace that he ever does give such signs to anybody, including the Jew. But let me make one thing clear. You need to understand this. Romans 10, 17 makes it clear. So that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The sign is not what gives the faith. Faith does not come but the sign. I know listening to some of these modern Pentecostals, charismatics sometimes, you would think the word of God said, so then faith cometh by seeing, and seeing by the sign, or vision, dream, whatever. But no. Says, so then faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Now, I'm not saying God never uses signs at all still today, and dreams, visions, whatnot, but let me make one thing clear again. That's not what gives a person faith. If anything, God just uses that in the process of drawing, and uses that to all the more open their heart to the very hearing of the word of God, whereby one gets faith, for by grace are you saved through faith, not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works of any man, all thanks to the giver and author of the gift. For he is the ultimate gift. And the way you hear these modern Pentecostals and charismatics talk about their spiritual gifts sometimes, you would think that they were giving all thanks to the gift and no thanks at all to the giver of the gift. But again, he is, as the giver of the gift, the ultimate gift, and all glory and all thanks belongs to him. And now, on that note, Kenny, if you would please play our next clip. Can you have it? Kenny, you there?
Tim, did you say something? Ruth, see if he dropped.
Kenny, I'm here. Kenny, I'm here. I told you to start the clip.
Okay, Tim, here we go.
I really wanted to actually sit with you and share my testimony because I prayed about it and felt like maybe people that was in my situation can hear it and feel encouraged because I, in my life was really like lots of challenge. It started when I was 3 years old. I passed a traumatic experience, and I know that without Yeshua, this experience could destroy my life and could affect me a lot, but I got healing from Yeshua, and I have forgiveness in my heart. And lots of situations that I was without money, without home, without knowing what will be tomorrow, but there is hope in God. I prayed, and I know He was with me. So it was a time that I felt that I was alone and maybe tried to solve everything by myself. I achieved my goals in life and get to the point I feel really emptiness and it's feel nothing. But it was wrong because now I understand that Yeshua do it for me. He come and solve everything I need Him to solve. And I started to go to Tiras Florentine and get the chance to hear the gospel in each message, each week. And each week in the start, I thought to myself, I wonder if next week it will be like this word I really needed to hear for this exact moment. And it was the same. Next week, next week, next week. And I feel really God walk in my life and change my dreams, my think, my like my everything.
How did you get into music?
When I was 6 years old, I got a present from my mom to my birthday. And it was Darbuka. So if you know, it's hang drum.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my first instrument. And in that specific day, people, Gove Chovot, come to like knock on our door and take everything we had, like all the electricity stuff and like everything we had in home. And we left in that birthday with the Darbuka. And my mom told me, listen, no one could take this gift from you that God gave you. And that stays with me until today. I know it's His gift and it's for His glory.
Wow, so they came and took all your possessions on your birthday.
Yeah. I don't know
except for this hand drum.
Yeah.
And you took this hand drum with you. And that traumatic experience turned into a musical career. I mean, you're quite popular with your music online. So tell me, what do you do now?
So in these days, I write new music and I work about my solo project. I have my own ministry. And I will let you hear one of my new songs.
Oh, I would love it. I was listening to it before we started filming. It's a treat. So if you want to hear some of Shai's music and get a link to her ministry, you can see that down in the description. Shai, take it away. You guys are going to love this song. If you like this kind of content, make sure you give a thumbs up to the video, subscribe to the channel, and stay tuned for more amazing testimonies. Shai, take it away. כל המנגינות הן בשבילך, כל שכתו מספר עליך, מי אני בלעדיך? בורא שמיים וארץ, צבת הים וכחול,
גלים שפות אחד אחד ואם האמונה שלי תהיה כרגע יכול זה מספיק כדי להזיז הר שיכול להרים את השם שלך בכל ישראל יבשע בכל האומה שרים לך כל המילים מקדיש לך כל מנגינות הן בשבילך כל שכתוב מספר עליך בורא שמיים בארץ אתה צבת הים בכחול אומן הכי גדול כבר חישבת את הכל את השיר הזה שכתוב את הזמן שיעצור לחשוב וריצה לך כל המילים מקדיש לך כל המנגינות הן בשבילך כל שכתוב מספר עליך
It is written in the first epistle of Paul the Apostle to Timothy, chapter 1, starting in verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God, our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope, unto Timothy, my own son, in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace, from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Grace, God's righteousness at Christ's expense. Mercy, making everlasting righteousness cover you. Peace is all in and through and about. Prince eternal and Christ eternal. You jump down to verse 5. Now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of faith unfeigned. Faith unfeigned. Faith that is pure, the very faith of Jesus Christ. Even as faith comes by hearing and hearing by the pure word of the living God. The Hebrew word for pure is tahor. Tahor, and then also the word, the Hebrew word for purity is tohar, tohar. So continuing on here, you jump down verse 8, but we know that the law is good if a man use it lawfully, knowing this, verse 9, knowing this, the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient. For the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murders of fathers and murders of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for menstealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, according to the glorious gospel, the good news, the gospel, and the blessed God which was committed to my trust. Verse 15 of 1 Timothy chapter 1, this is the faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners of whom? I am chief. Repent ye and believe the gospel, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. And chapter 3, verse 16, declares, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. And you go over to 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verses 8 through 11. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me as prisoner, but be thou partaker of the affliction of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. But is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. And verse 12, 2 Timothy chapter 1, for which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed. Can you honestly say to your listener, you who call yourself a Christian, that you're not ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ and of the gospel of the blessed God? For which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Dear listener, can you honestly and sincerely say in your heart that you know whom you have believed, and you are persuaded that he is able to keep that which you have committed unto him against that day? Surely as you have from your heart confessed with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and have believed in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you are saved, and you can honestly and sincerely say that. If you cannot honestly and sincerely say that, dear listener, prepare to meet thy God, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Put your trust, put your faith in him alone. And finally, as we wind down here in this edition of the Word of the King, 2 Timothy chapter 3, starting in verse 1. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, as the divorce, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such, turn away. Verses 6, 7, and 8. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lust. Again, lust. Living under Satan's tyranny, sinfully, lust. Verse 7 and 8. And never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. Faith. Fabulous adventures in trusting him, him, Elohim, Holy One of Israel, Allah, Father, Ben, Son, Yeshua, Ben Elohim, Ruach, Kadesh, Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit. Come unto Jesus, unto that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We walk in the light as he is in the light. We have fellowship one with another in the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus is Messiah. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 5 and 6. For there is one God, one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom payment for all to be testified in due time. There is one God, one mediator between God and men. Thou shalt have no other gods before him. One God, one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, not Mary, not some sinner dressed in a religious robe that you call Father, Roman Catholic. No. No other so-called saint. Jesus Christ himself declared that he is the one in Revelation who has the keys of death and hell. Peter does not have them. Jesus Christ has those keys. Jesus Christ is the one who rose from the dead. He is alive forevermore. And wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost, to come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth, to make intercession for them. And now, Kenny, I will ask you to now go ahead with the invitation and any closing comments, any closing remarks. And until next time, this is Brother Timothy Gruver saying, God bless you and yours. This has been another edition of the Word of the King.
How about it, sinner? Pull for the shore. Pull for the shore. Trust in the lifeboat, Jesus Christ, and pull for the shore. Don't trust in yourself, but trust in Jesus Christ today. And if you wish to get a copy of this program or any of the other programs here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, you can find us on Apple Podcasts. Just type in two simple words, Six Eyes, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, space, radio, R-A-D-I-O. When you do that and you click enter, you will have both pop up Six Eyes Radio and Six Eyes Radio Network 2, which are Station 1 and Station 2. And, of course, right now you're listening to The Word of the King on Station 2. So you'll be able to find The Word of the King right there amongst all the great programming found on both Station 1 and Station 2. And you'll be able to enjoy 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, at your leisure, and never miss a show again. So catch us on Apple Podcasts as well as all of the other great platforms. Also, just type in Google search, Six Eyes Radio, and you'll find us, as well as typing in on Blog Talk Radio. You could type in blogtalkradio.com/Six Eyes for, of course, Station 1, and then blogtalkradio.com/Six Eyes Radio Station, blogtalkradio.com/Six Eyes Radio Station 2. And you'll have, of course, Six Eyes Radio Network 2, which is this station, which you can enjoy all of the great programming here on Station 2. And once again, we want to remind everybody to please check all the donation information we gave at the beginning of the show, and please give a donation. It is greatly appreciated. We are coming upon the giving season, as it's called, very soon here. Only a few months away. This is September. Only 3 more months, October, November, December. And they call that the time of giving in December. But why wait? Why not do it now? This is the time for giving. It should be giving all year round. But since they call it the season of giving, remember to give. It would be a great help, not only for Brother Tim as he's out there in Israel doing his work, but as well as for Holiness Bibles for the Blind and Six Eyes Radio. We'd all appreciate a love gift from you. So check out the donation information. You have many options, so there's no reason for you not to give a love gift. Amen. And so for Brother Timothy Gruber, Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang, and the whole team here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, we want to say God bless, good night, and we're going to catch you tonight, of course, on Six Eyes Radio Network Station 1 with The Truth of the Matter with Dr. Doug Quick at 9 p.m. You call 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. And then, of course, tomorrow on here, again, on Station 2, 515-605-9340, 515-605-9340, you can catch us for My Daddy's Records. And that will occur, of course, at 9 p.m., I mean 6 p.m., excuse me, 6 p.m., 6 p.m. here at Station 2, My Daddy's Records with Brother Six Eyes. And then, of course, at 8:30 p.m., you could go to Station 1, calling 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. And you will find at 8:30, of course, AJ and the Squad. And you'll be able to check them out at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. God bless. Enjoy, everybody. Catch you later. And good night.